morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's always sunny when Eldon Scott walks into the studio with his smiling face, his red shirt and white fringe and cowboy hat. You know who he is? He's the chief kindness officer with Sonny's Barbecue. Hey, good morning,
Meg. How are you doing this
morning? I'm pretty good. I'm kind of laughing because we need a little more sunshine today. We had a good bit of rain yesterday.
Yeah, we got a little rain early this morning.
Yeah.
It woke me up. I don't know what time it was.
Did
two,
it really?
3, 4 o'clock. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
I slept like a log. Yeah. I missed the whole thing.
All I know is it woke me up.
Okay.
And I heard it. A little pitter-patter on the roof. And everything was soaking wet this morning. So
we're due for some sunshine this weekend. So hopefully we got it. The universe got it out of its system. And now we can have a nice
sunny day. It's been rainy 2 weeks. It really has.
It's been kind of weird. It's a summer pattern. There's afternoon thunderstorms and a lot of lightning.
Yeah.
I don't recall this much
really
lightning
that
we've had. But it's all good. And I had some Sonny's Barbecue the other day. I went right through the drive-thru and got myself a pulled pork sandwich, and it was just made my day.
Did you get a free one?
You know what? I don't know. I didn't do Monday.
You didn't do Monday.
This is a regular day.
Okay. Just a regular day.
This is a regular day. But no, you're right, because there's the pulled pork special
every
Mondays.
Monday, buy one, get one free pulled or sliced pork
week,
sandwich.
Yeah.
In the drive-thru. So.
Yeah, I think this was Wednesday.
I had to ask.
No, I just zipped through because I didn't have time, and I wanted to get something to eat and drink real quick, and it was yummy. What can I say?
Your favorite location over 9th Avenue?
Yes, sir. That's the one.
Right down the road here from the Country Studios. Yeah.
And they're always super nice.
Yeah,
great team over there.
Great team at all the locations, so they all do a great job. So,
well, if you've just joined us and you have not heard Eldon before, he's chief kindness officer for Sonny's Barbecue. He's an amazing representative, brand ambassador who's out in our community and does so much for so many organizations. We had our staff meeting, which we have one every month on Tuesday, and I was a very happy camper because it was all catered by Sonny's Barbecue. So I got some baked beans and macaroni and cheese. But, okay, you know what I love.
And the peach cobbler.
Yes, sir.
Peach cobbler.
Don't tell anybody at the station, but I took some home. I took some home with me.
Hopefully Dave's not listening to this exact moment.
Because it's so good.
It is so good.
But, yeah, so you've got a lot going on. And if people are not familiar with Sonny's Barbecue, maybe start out with your locations, and then we'll start talking about the menu.
Yeah, there we go. We got 4 locations here in the News Radio listenership area. And so we have a location over in Pace, Florida, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store.
Mm-hmm.
We have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road. If you're familiar where the airport runway is there on 9th Avenue, we're tucked back behind the AutoZone, so it's a little off the beaten path. And so you can kind of hide back there in a nice, quaint location. Nobody will know that you're eating Sonny's Barbecue, so if you're needing to hide out, it's a good spot to hide out, just saying. You're not on the main road. So we have our Navy Boulevard location, which is about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And our Pine Forest Road location, which is just south of I-10, technically located on Shelley Road back there behind the Cumberland Farm. So it's a little jog off the main road of Pine Forest. So the 4 locations, we do have 2 banquet rooms. So the year is just clicking on by. Football season is here.
It's here, finally.
We'll briefly talk about it. Go Argos.
Shout out to the Argos.
First,
nobody expected to win. It was an upset win. Opening game of Division I.
Yeah.
Go Argos. 34-31 beat Southern Illinois. And everybody was like, whoa, they weren't expecting that.
And let me tell you, it was packed.
I saw it.
It was packed. So,
yeah, very exciting.
Great turnout. A lot of people excited about, being Division I.
This is how it starts,
y'all. The visiting team had a lot of folks there as well, so I was surprised. There was
a good contingent.
Probably more visiting team. I take the food truck out to the home games.
Yes,
so,
of course.
But you always see who's the visiting team, right?
Yeah.
So I would say there's probably more people from the visiting team than I had ever seen any game. Yeah, it was
Thursday
impressive.
Thursday night game, and then you're here for to go to the beach for the weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Coming down from Illinois, I don't blame them.
It was pretty cool. So great game. It was exciting. Everybody was having a great time. So
we've been having some fun this week with their the other team's name, which is the Salukis.
Salukis.
I saw
a few t-shirts and I couldn't make it out. So I appreciate
what
this.
What is that? We did some research about it. It's a dog.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Egyptian Nile dog.
Okay.
You know, but,
all right.
But I kind of like the fact that we're Argos. Yeah. That works for me.
Yeah, nice and easy.
Very
nice
cool. And easy. Very cool. But congratulations to everybody that, you know, people have no idea how much went on behind the scenes to bring this football program here to UWF, and the fact that it is doing well and taking off, and they've got the new screen, you know, at the stadium.
Yeah, I got a great picture. A buddy of mine, Gary, who works at UWF, he sent me a picture with the Sunnies logo on the big screen.
Fun.
So I'll post that on my Facebook later. So it was pretty cool.
So we'll keep you posted. At our sister station 99.1 and News Radio 1330 AM. Those stations, that's our sports radio station, will be, of course, covering the games. And then this Saturday on this station at 4 o'clock, the Seminoles will be on for their big game, and we'll be broadcasting live every week. We're the official FSU Seminoles station.
Football season is here, folks.
Yes,
yep,
it has.
Yep. So all those catering needs.
I was just getting ready to say, it's time to pick up those wings.
Those wings, come and get them. 50 wings, $59.99. It is a great deal. Need 24-hour notice on those because we do smoke them fresh.
Well, I suspect you'd be pretty busy the day before a game.
You got those tailgating parties. Just schedule it for when you need to pick up some pulled pork or some of that chopped brisket, mac and cheese, whatever it might be, the wings, the meatballs.
So good.
And if you haven't had our buffalo chicken dip, is really delicious.
It is really good. It's really good.
But, you know, those are the items that we do on catering. So you can go to sunnyscatering.com. You can find all those specialty items that we do on the catering side that we don't necessarily do in the restaurant. We have a great menu in the restaurant. You can always, you know, pick up just things to go. Mm-hmm. Those catering items do need 24-hour notice on some of those. So
that makes a lot of sense. If you're going to have a party to watch or listen to the FSU game, you want to get those orders in now, today, when they open at 10:30?
We're open at 10:45 every day. Okay. Yep. Every day, all locations open at 10:45 here in the local area. Sunday through Thursday, we're open until 9:30 p.m. And then we are open until 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. But you can always go online 24 hours a day. That's the great thing about the internet, Meg. I don't know if you know, but it's 24 hours a day.
I have heard of it,
heard of that thing called the internet?
Well, I've got my Sonny's Barbecue app that I downloaded from the internet, sir.
Got to have that Sonny's Barbecue app so you can get all your reward points and all the best offers that we have going on through the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Where are we at?
We are now on August.
It'll be,
today is August 28th.
Past that. So I was going to say, all month long of August, we had Kids Eat Free on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's past now.
Okay.
That'll be over.
Okay. But you still have the Kids Free Eat Free on Saturdays.
Every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free at all the locations in the local area. So you can bring those kiddos in and a free kids meal with every adult entree. There was a gentleman yesterday I was speaking to, and he was like, How old?
what qualifies as a kid?
No, just because you're a Toys R Us kid doesn't quite qualify.
That's right. But that's always a great thing. And then, of course, you did already mention the Mondays. You get the buy one, get one pulled pork sandwich.
All locations do have a drive-through, so you just swing on through the drive-through, grab that great deal and get you a free pulled pork or sliced pork sandwich.
And I've shared many times my trick is that I go ahead and I get the two sandwiches and then I actually freeze one, believe it or not, because then I can have it later in the week.
There you go.
So it works out great.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Heat it up in the microwave and boom.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about catering. We kind of talked a little bit about it on the pickup side. So we pick up catering. We also do deliveries. So if you need some catering delivered to you, we can definitely take care of that. We like to say whether you're feeding 10 or 10,000, we can get you some slow smoke barbecue and serve up your team with some good Southern hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
But, we also do set up and serve catering. So we'll actually bring a team out, do everything from set up to clean up, and take care of everything.
Well, that's what you did for us. It was awesome. So then we could go about the business that we needed to take care of and have our meeting.
Well, it's just a delivery. Mm-hmm. I just like hanging out with you all.
Yeah, but I don't know that this man could ever I don't know if the word's just in his vocabulary, just do something. No. He always goes above and beyond, no matter what.
I'm a little extra, Meg. Is that what you're saying?
You are a little extra.
I'm a little extra.
Yes.
Just a little
I haven't
extra.
Thought about that, but yes, you are,
okay.
Eldon. You certainly are. In a good way.
In a good way.
In a
okay.
good way.
All right.
In a good
sure.
way. Now, are you going to be out and about this weekend? I know you were at the game yesterday.
Yeah.
What you got on your calendar now?
Got a couple
now?
Different things tonight. We got lots of team caterings going on, right? Washington High School, PHS.
Oh, that's
then
right.
We got
because
something
it's
going
Friday night
for
football.
High School. Who else? PSC's got a volleyball tournament going on.
Oh, boy.
So all the sports and all the things, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those are going on. You got meals going out and feeding teams and squads and all the things. And
how fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right in the heart of the community right now.
Yep.
I mean, and the excitement for football.
Right.
high school football tonight is pretty exciting.
Ronald McDonald House is having a fundraiser in Destin, the Wine and Fries event. So they're sold out. So if you didn't get your tickets ready for that, it's sold out. So that's going on tonight. Tomorrow.
Did you say Wine and Fries?
Wine and Fries.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
That's Ronald McDonald House.
Our nonprofit folks think up all kinds of good stuff.
You got to be creative. Yeah, you got to be creative. Tomorrow, doing Rally Foundation, the Gold Strong Fest with the families for Rally Foundation, partnering with Sandy Sansing, dealerships. And so we'll be out there with them.
Shout out to Sandy Sansing. Gave them a $100,000 check this week.
Yeah, he's been a great supporter.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with Rally, our girl Jess, who was on this show for quite some time in my role as the host, she's with the Rally Foundation. And she accepted that check. And it's for kids that are struggling with cancer and for cancer research. So
it's a really great organization. Yeah, I've been involved with that for many years previously when I was at the butcher shop. Princess Jess, who... did a lot with Ronald McDonald House, but also has done a lot for Rally Kids. There's a lot of crossover there between Ronald McDonald House and the kids who are staying in the hospital because they have cancer.
Of course.
For the families. And, so been involved for many years. Sandy's been a great sponsor and supporter. One of his managers, his son, actually had cancer. And so that's how Sandy got involved and heard him tell that story many times. So great supporter. Sandy does a lot for the community and,
No doubt about it. It's a great thing that they did for that.
So,
if you just joined us, we're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue here in the Pensacola area and all over, really, Northwest Florida. If you have a question for him or comment, please text it in 850-437-1620 and write that number down, because in a little bit, we're going to be giving away some barbecue.
We need to queue up some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, give it away.
For
the giveaway.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I don't know. That's your side, Meg. I don't know how to do that.
I might need a little
more. I can just sing it.
You did it pretty well. You did it pretty well.
I used to work in pest control, and there was a guy named George Polanski, and he was a salesman, and he was a trip, and he would always come into the office when he had to. When you're in sales, sometimes you got a wheel and deal.
I never noticed.
Yeah, so anytime he had a wheel and deal and give something away, he'd come in and office saying, give it away now.
Funny. I love it.
Old memories. So.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so funny with songs that you hear a song. I heard a song the other day, and I thought of a friend from high school that I haven't thought of in years. And I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if this person thinks of me when they hear that song.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Our friends, they're funny things.
Yeah,
it's
really wild.
Things.
Yeah. Well, do you want to give something away?
Yeah, let's go ahead and give it away now.
give it away.
Let's see here. Third person to text in, Argos, is going to win a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue.
There you go. So you get to be a winner.
There we go.
Right?
Nice and easy to celebrate the win. I was going to say 34th, but I know that was probably a little much. So I just went with the three instead of the 34.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what the deal is. You text it in. Third person to text in, 850-437-1620. Be sure and include your name and an email address for me and the word Argos. So while I'm watching the text coming in, why don't you tell us a little bit about the remaining summer menu? Because you only got, a couple weeks left?
That's right. So I do need to make a little correction. Last week on air, I had a little faux pas, and as the old saying goes, I said that the summer menu is going to start at the beginning of the month, or the fall menu is going to start at the beginning of September. It is actually not starting until September 14th. So, good news and bad news. I'm sorry I teased you a little too early. But also, you get that summer menu for a couple more weeks. So you're going to get to enjoy those cherry cola pork burn-ins for about two more weeks. And Mr. Dave Merson texted me this morning, and he said, I'm looking forward to those maple pork burn-ins. And I said, man, you got to wait two more weeks. I messed up on air. So he's listening.
No.
He was listening. So, yeah. So my apology, folks, but don't worry. The fall menu is coming. Just going to be September 14th, not September 1st. So
gotcha. Okay.
Y'all just hang on tight. Y'all got a little more time to come get those cherry cobbler egg rolls we have on the summer menu. And so those will be ready for you. And the brisket mac and cheese, what else is on the summer menu? I'm drawing a blank. The slider trio.
The dessert.
I see you in depth looking at the text over there, trying to figure out who the winner is.
Yep. Okay. We've got a winner.
There we go.
All right. The winner is Keith White. Congratulations. He was the third one in with Argos. So what is he going to win, Eldon?
Congratulations, Keith. You won a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's
Barbecue. Easy for you to say.
Barbecue. All
How many
right.
times have you, would you, for a dollar, for every time that you've said barbecue, how rich would you be?
I'd probably be retired by
a billionaire.
I'd probably be retired by barbecue a lot. Barbecue every day, Meg.
Yep, there you go.
All day, every day.
I know. Well, congratulations, Keith. You got a $50 gift certificate. I will be sending you a text after the show with all the details and how you can come by and pick that up at the station. But if you can do me the favor and send me your email, your date of birth, I've got your phone number and your home address, and we'll be good to go.
There we go.
All right. So thanks for having me. We've got so many folks, Eldon, still texting in. So we did have our winner. So thank you guys for listening to Pep Talk, for joining us for Sonny's Barbecue Show. And we just appreciate you so much.
Yeah. Congratulations, Keith. And
congratulations,
hope you enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's going to go great for some of that tailgate and barbecue that you're going to get from Sonny's.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Nope. $50 goes a long way with Sonny's.
It sure does.
Yes, sir. All right,
so
what else have we got to talk about?
Let's talk about a couple things. We've got all these teams and all these schools getting back into the swing of things. And so we don't always talk about it, but we do fundraisers at Sonny's. So
That's right.
We do spirit days where we can actually, you know, host your whole crew there. We do a 20% give back. So we have a really easy online way to sign up, schedule your date. We typically recommend doing it at least 2 weeks out. But you can just schedule a time to, you know, have your crew come and eat barbecue, get together, mm-hmm. enjoy some good camaraderie. I said that right, man. I'm impressing myself. I'm impressing
myself. You
must
have had that extra cup of coffee
this
morning.
Yes, I did. And, you know, we're going to give 20% back to your organization, and that's a good way to raise funds. We do what we call a big deal fundraiser. So mm-hmm. we have a digital coupon that you can sell. Makes it nice and easy. The people purchase it online. And then we do a $4 give back per purchase back to the organization.
I love things like that.
Yeah.
So the first one that you mentioned was what?
That is the Spirit Day.
The Spirit Day. Yeah. So then how does that work? If folks come in and
yeah,
then you get a percentage back of what they spend?
Anybody who mentions that you're part of the organization, we do a 20% give back. So.
That's a lot.
And we do flyers and things like that, so you can have some promotional materials. That way you can send it out, some social media posts and things like that to help promote, to drive a few more folks in. So. Yeah, it's pretty easy, pretty simple. You can reach out to me, 850-418-3331, and I can send you the link to set it up at whichever location that you would like to set it up on.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun, especially right now.
Yep, that. We do the big deal fundraiser, $4 back for every sale back to the organization. And so we set you up a digital coupon, basically. You sell the coupons. And we do the give back on that. And then we also do pork butt fundraisers.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I've been trying to convince the girls at Studer Community Institute because they have the early learning.
We talked about this initiative.
So I've been trying to get them to do a fundraiser called Butts for Brains.
I don't know why they're hesitating on that, Eldon.
Speaking of catchy,
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know.
But it is a great way we can help organizations raise a lot of funds. And that's, you know, it is a little bit more work, but that is probably the highest dollar amount of fundraiser that we can produce for an organization. So,
okay, we just got a text in from one of our listeners of wanting to know a little bit more about this. Do you have to be a nonprofit, or are there any qualifications to be able to hold one of these events, fundraising events?
I mean, typically we do nonprofits. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's organizations that kind of fall in a gray area that maybe they're not registered
just out loud,
as a nonprofit.
Like cheer squads,
sometimes they're not like registered as a nonprofit, mm-hmm. and then we try to make good judgment calls on those situations.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Doesn't formally have to be a nonprofit, but we can do give back. So, and then obviously, you raise the funds, you're responsible for it. If you're not, a nonprofit, to pay your taxes and all that. Mm-hmm. We're not Uncle Sam. We don't make the judgments. But sometimes there's organizations that aren't technically 501c3 registered that do still need to raise funds. So, those softball teams and things like that that aren't formally registered, mm-hmm. we typically still try to
work. Oh, good. So that's perfect. Yeah. And the kids love it.
Yep.
So I have seen a few coupons in my life.
There are a few of them. Yep.
For team sales and things like
that's
that.
That's right.
It's pretty common in this area.
Time of year. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah. So. And so support all the kids you can and support these different groups.
Yeah. So reach out to me. Be glad to help, set those up. 850-418-3331. again, those pork butt fundraisers, the spirit days, and then those digital big deal coupons. So,
excellent.
Yeah, three ways to fundraise. We also have what we call charity. We do this for a couple of the local high schools where we donate them gallons of tea, and then they sell the teas at the sporting events. And
I didn't know that.
They keep the funds for the organization.
So. How cool is that? You have the best iced tea in the world. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm in. That's great.
I mean, and we get advertising value out of it because we donate the cups also, and so people walking around with the Sunday's cup reminding people that hey. When you need slow smoke barbecue, go to Sonny's.
There you go.
So
very smart.
It's a win-win. So
very
glad
smart.
To partner with a bunch of the local schools on that here in the area. So it's
very smart.
Cool program. We enjoy doing that one.
We're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. You can go to sonnysbarbecue.com and download their app. I use it all the time. It makes things very handy. Plus, you get rewards, which is great, and those can add up. And every once in a while, they have these cool little specials just for app users, I've noticed, so they'll let you do that. It's very easy. You can put your credit card on there, and then you don't even have to fumble with your bag or your I love people that have the in-between their seats in the front. And they have all their credit cards and things. I have a friend whenever we go somewhere, and then it's 20 minutes searching in that bottomless pit.
Make it easy, folks. Download the app.
There you go.
You don't have to you don't have to upload your credit card into the app. It's all secure and everything. But
just handy.
Some people just don't like to, and I understand that we all understand that. So you can just scan your receipts to take advantage of all those reward points. So you don't have to do it. So definitely download the app one way or the other and get some free barbecue because who in the world doesn't want free barbecue?
All right. So we've still got to highlight one more time some of the summer menu items left since we've got a couple of weeks to take advantage.
Yeah, the hit on the summer menu to me, I think, is those cherry cola pork burn-ins. I mean, they're just a dynamite.
Really
so definitely check those out. The brisket mac and cheese, it is another hit. So come on and try them. We got the cherry cola barbecue sauce and the sweet vinegar sauce. So if you like
the
really little vinegary
good.
Sauce, it's a little different. I don't want to sell nobody from North Carolina that it's a vinegar sauce because, you know, that's an argument that I'm not ready to have. But if you like a little bit of tartness in your barbecue sauce, that's one to definitely check out.
It's good. Very good. You know? All right, sir. What else have we got? A couple minutes left. Anything else you want to mention
all those
this morning?
All those tailgating parties coming up. Y'all are having those get-togethers. You need some slow-smoked barbecue. Think of Sonny's. Those wings are absolutely delicious, the slow-smoked wings.
And they're big. They're not
and they're
these
meaty.
Little wimpy
you're
wings.
Not those little tiny wings that are the size of your pinky.
Yeah,
you know?
They're not wimpy wings.
I won't mention. They shall remain nameless. Shall remain nameless. But that is one of the saddest things. Sometimes you get some wings that are literally the size of your pinky.
They're little
tiny wings, and you're nibbling. Feel like you have to hold your pinkies up while you're nibbling them. Not at Sonny's, folks. Not
if
at Sonny's.
Only you could see him now holding his pinkies up with the cowboy hat and the beard. I don't know. It's not quite working.
See me live on Facebook.
That's right. He does broadcast this live every time. He comes on Fridays, every Friday at 9:30, pretty much.
And normally.
That's your usual time.
Every now and then, 9 o'clock, because Visit Pensacola comes in. But
and then we also take this broadcast and we put it on our podcast page. Yep. So if you mentioned something that you thought, I didn't have a chance to write that down, maybe you were driving, you can always go back and listen to it. You go to 923.com, then you click on podcast, click on expert panel, and you'll see that Sonny's logo there and click on that, and you can re-listen to the interview today.
Yeah. Well, I see the time is running out, Meg.
We've got just about a minute left, sir.
About
anything you want to mention?
Yeah. Well, I want to shout out real quick Two Wins organization. We'll be out there with them Saturday night doing their gala for them,
a
fundraiser for them. Neil Kroom and that crew over there. Doing a great job supporting folks in the community, young gentlemen in the community, helping them to have mentors and you know find a better path in life versus struggling to make those decisions. So shout out to Two Wins, and then if any of your catering needs, visit sunnyscatering.com. Don't forget to download the app. Sonny's
and what's
BBQ.
Your number in case
com.
They want to reach you for a special event?
If you
want
to reach out to me directly, 850-418-3331.
Okay, so what do we say around here?
I don't know.
Always sunny.
It's always sunny's here, Meg. Y'all have a great
week.
I don't know.
It's always sunny, especially when Eldon's in the house. Thank you, Eldon, for stopping by on Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.
Thanks, Meg.